91X News.
It's plus 13 and sunny. I'm Harrison Perkins with 91X News. Two new reports indicate Canada's job picture is experiencing some setbacks. Canadian Press reporter Roger Ward has the details.
CIBC says Canada's 1.4 million unemployed are finding it tougher to land better-paying jobs. It says its Canadian Employment Quality Index, which measures both compensation and stability of jobs, sat roughly where it was on the eve of the last recession. Meanwhile, the Conference Board of Canada's Help Wanted Index, which tracks job growth in the economy, fell for the second straight month in September. Roger Ward, The Canadian Press.
A $750,000 fundraising campaign has been announced to bring new digital mammography and ultrasound equipment to the Prince Edward County Memorial Hospital. Miller Reynolds has the details.
Quinty Healthcare President and CEO Mary Egberts says the new digital equipment has distinct advantages over the old film-based equipment.
The images are stored electronically and can be viewed anywhere across the QHC hospital sites and also with the Prince Edward County Memorial Family Health Team.
QHC has also been working for over a year to plan a new building for Prince Edward County Memorial. Miller Reynolds, 91X News.
Police in Whitby are asking parents to check their children's Halloween treats after a girl found a needle in a piece of candy. The 11-year-old girl was eating candy last night when she found the small needle. The girl was not injured by the incident. Police say Halloween treats should be checked thoroughly. A Tennessee family is crediting a doll for saving their lives after fire engulfed their home. Smoke alarms in the home were not working at the time, but the sound of a baby crying awoke the 17-year-old daughter to find the home filled with smoke. She alerted the family, and then they all got out safely. The sound came from a baby simulator which she uses in the class to teach teenagers how to be parents. A key behind-the-scenes associate of famed Motown quartet The Four Tops has died. George Roundtree, who worked as the group's musical director for more than 30 years, died Sunday in a Las Vegas hospital. Roundtree was 61. Well, if you see a number of smaller employees around the office today, don't worry, you're not being replaced. Today is Take Our Kids to Work Day, and about 200,000 students from all parts of the country are expected to take part. More than 75,000 employers are welcoming them into a wide range of workplaces. The Learning Partnership, which runs the event, says the program is really about giving students the sense of possibilities and to explore the options when making decisions about which career path they want to take. That's 91X News to 303. Tim Baer has sports next.
The Toronto Maple Leafs and New Jersey Devils are both looking to get their goalies back tonight. James Reimer of the Leafs and the Devils' Martin Brodeur both practiced today and will be game-time decisions. The two teams play tonight at 7:30 in Newark. There are two other games in the NHL tonight. The Buffalo Sabres welcome the Philadelphia Flyers, and the Phoenix Coyotes visit the Colorado Avalanche. The Belleville Bulls will welcome a new face to the lineup tonight. Rookie forward Danil Zharkov will make his Bulls debut as the Ottawa 67s come to town. The Bulls' first-round choice in the 2011 import draft has been out with a broken collarbone since training camp. Puck drop is at 7:05 at the Yardman. Anthony Calvillo is in the running for a third straight CFL Most Outstanding Player Award. The all-time CFL leader in practically every quarterback statistic has been named the Montreal Alouettes nominee. The Football Reporters of Canada nominated one player from each team for the award. The 39-year-old led the league in passing yards and touchdowns this past season. Sean Avery will make his return to the NHL, but not tomorrow night. Avery cleared re-entry waivers and was called back up by the New York Rangers. Head coach John Tortorella will not change his lineup for the game versus the Anaheim Ducks. Avery scored a goal in his season debut with the Rangers AHL team after sitting out the first seven games with a shoulder injury. That's sports. Here's Harrison Perkins with 91X Weather.
Today, sunshine, high 13. Tonight, a few clouds, low 9. Thursday, increase in cloudiness early in the morning, high of 11. Friday, sunny with a high of 6. It's plus 13. I'm Harrison Perkins with Tim Baer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.
is 91X. CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.